Anna from Norway.
Merci.
Okay.
Yeah. So yes. Rune, yep. Being from Denmark.
Yeah, yeah. No,
Rune
got it.
From Norway. Are you
yep.
following?
I am. Yeah. Here we go. Start of the second set. Sasha Zverev with a good first serve. The ball just about comes back into play, but Zverev has all the time in the world to hammer away a very comfortable winner.
15-0.
Bobby's just in the car waiting for chips.
Crisps or chips? Like hot chips?
Hot chips. Oh. Says he played Brother Derby in very hot weather. The score was 5-6, 6-4, so they called it a draw in the end, although he was... Oh, no, he was 4-1 up in set one and 5-1 up in set two. Must get better at shutting the door.
It's always the most difficult bit of tennis.
Yeah.
Casper Ruud did a pretty good job of shutting the door in that first set, didn't he? And now pressure on the Zverev serve again. He's 15 love up, though. And there were signs, I think, at the end of that first set where he was starting to find his range a little yep. bit. It came a bit late for him in that first set. He was starting to find some winners. And that's a good sign for the German. We know he will fight. We know that he will stick in there. I mean, I think we probably just need, as this match goes on, need to just keep an eye on his movement and his movement out wide particularly, because as we've said, he has started the match with a lot of strapping on the leg. And it may affect him, it may not. It may have been a precaution. It might be something that causes him issues if we get into lots of long rallies and this becomes a long match.
Well, he'll want more like that last rally, which wasn't really a rally at all that one, because twice in a row he finds good first serves, and twice in a row Casper Ruud misses with his return. So the most comfortable hold of the match so far for Sasha Zverev to love. And he just waits politely as Ruud crosses the net before him. Zverev goes straight to the other end. Ruud's having a drink. We have mentioned a few times you shouldn't really have a drink after the first game of any set.
Well, it's still quite warm out there. I think, you know, players are always being told by their teams, by their physios, quite rightly, that they need to keep hydrating.
But that's against the law. Technically, the law of tennis, to have a drink. I mean, to be honest, Lady E, Ruud was at this end for about a minute and a half, missed a couple of returns, and that was it. Do you really think you need to drink there now?
No, I just think if you enforce it too harshly, the answer will be we need to hydrate ourselves.
Just give me a second
for a check. I'm not quite sure what the conversation is. Ruud just asking in his customary, very reasonable way. I think he's hearing something that's distracting him. I think he's hearing something behind him.
Well, it's not Radio Roland Garros.
You're doing very well, Casper. Keep up the good work. So the umpire's just said to him, well, just give me a moment to check.
Yes, this is rather curious. Gives me a chance to say hello to Yanni, who's been in regular contact from South Africa. Says, just thinking, next week, this time, all the tennis drama will be over. We'll all be sad and heartbroken because our favourite commentators won't be on air anymore. Well, thank you, Yanni. Don't forget, Wimbledon's not too far away. Make sure you download the app. Lady E hopefully will make a guest appearance or two occasionally.
If you're lucky.
And we can keep you company for another couple of weeks. Miss with the first serve, whatever was distracting Ruud, has either been dealt with or he's decided just to get on with it anyway. Serve to the forehand of Zverev. That was a low, skimming return. Then he goes to the backhand side of Ruud. Mid-court ball for Zverev to attack. In he comes and he puts the volley away with aplomb.
Great backhand from Zverev to set that point up. He pulled Ruud really right out of court and then volleyed into the empty space. And that's the ideal pattern of play if you're Sasha Zverev. That's exactly what you want to do over and over again. Take command. Shorten the rally, not get drawn into a big long baseline exchange.
So Zverev has won the first 5 points of this second set, and Ruud at love 15 has a second serve now. Where will he go with this? He goes to the backhand. It was very close to being a double fault. Inside out forehand from Ruud. He's onto that forehand again, changes the direction to the forehand of Zverev, who balloons his forehand long. Richard says, I'm in Jeddah on the Red Sea.
Jeddah.
I feed stray moggies every day, so not cat food, but cat food.
I like it. Richard likes a pun.
He does. You two would get on very well.
I know.
And Delia says, don't forget about me and the other bloke from South Africa. Thank you for being our friends for these last 2 weeks. Oh, come on, we've still got the whole weekend to look forward to. In comes Ruud now with a nice angle forehand volley. And although Zverev did his very best to get to the ball, he couldn't.
Sarat says, listening in Independence, Missouri. It's a great name for a town, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes. Emmett, Martha and Alex McAuliffe are driving home to St. Louis or St. Louis, I was
St. Louis.
St. Louis,
yeah.
From Florida. Inside out forehand is good from Ruud. He's pushing Zverev around a little bit here. There he goes back down the line to the backhand of Zverev. Slice now on the backhand side from Ruud. And then the inside in forehand from Sasha Zverev turns into a winner, an unexpected winner, because he was backpedaling a little on that particular point, or during that particular point. But he got a shortish ball. He swiveled nicely, and the inside in forehand sailed beautifully along the line to bring him back to 30 all. They're in, it says Alabama, but that's got to be.
I think they're in Alabama.
Says
they're not rooting for either player, just rooting for a nice visual match for the road trip. Well, that's a decent amount of driving, so we'll do our best to keep you occupied on the road. I know, I've seen the picture.
Samantha, you star, she has sent a picture of the Catford cat. Ace.
You've made Marcus very, very happy.
I have. I'm going to enlarge that and have a good look at it. Because I've actually... Can you see that Catford cat from the train? Because I've got... for some reason, I think I've seen it from a train, but I don't know.
You see it from the bus. I'm not sure you'd see it from the train.
Okay. Another good serve down the middle from Casper Ruud. Stretch forehand return from Zverev, but Ruud's going back down the middle again forcing a miss hit off the forehand wing of Zverev, who looks very frustrated. He'd started that particular service game of Casper Ruud's well. But Ruud holds. It's one all in the second set.
Well, and you heard the rather sort of plaintive howl of frustration from Sasha Zverev there.
Oh, I like the sound of this. This is Diana listening on a 12-hour drive across the northeast of the United States with my daughter. We're driving through the Finger Lakes right now. Can't think of a better way to pass the time. The Finger Lakes, know much about them?
I do not. I mean, I've done a road trip in northeastern US, but we didn't get to the Finger Lakes.
Well, if you can give us any more information about the Finger Lakes, we like to learn something new every day. Swinging backhand down the line from Zverev. He's onto the backhand again, floating it right onto the Ruud baseline. And he goes across court on the backhand. It's backhand to backhand. Good shorter angle from Zverev. It's the drop shot from Ruud. It's not a good one. And Zverev is able to come forward and power away his backhand into the open court.
Well, not only was it not a good one, but also Zverev had anticipated it. He was able to just take a couple of those giant strides of his forward and pop the ball into the open court down the line, but with a lot of safety and a lot of margin for error.
So we've got the Catford Cat, we've got the Finger Lakes, we've got various parts of the United States. We've got Richard in Jeddah looking after stray moggies.
Yes. Quite a cat theme, isn't it?
It is
between
a bit
one
of a
thing
cat
and
theme.
The other.
Yeah. And we've also got Todd from Catford, Sedona.
There's another Catford, Marcus.
And he sent a picture of Catford, and Catford, Sedona. So there we are. We could have a battle between those two as Zverev is lured in and drifts a backhand long.
Catford. So good they named it twice. Just a mild whisper of pressure on the Alexander Zverev serve in the third game of this second set. And Ruud in his customary position, what looks like half a mile behind the baseline.
Yeah.
Looks like he'd have to catch an Uber.
It does. But he's in the right position. Well, he's not actually, because I thought he was going to be able to club that forehand back across court. He mistimed it. He has a rather accusing look at his racket as well. A bit of a come on from Zverev. That was a good first serve.
Yeah, not the fastest he's hit, about 200 kilometres. He's got that, about 118, 120.
Where's the sheet, the crib sheet? The trouble is that Canvas keeps going, I know how to convert those, so no one's bothered to print one out, which is...
Is that how he says it? Exactly, like that.
I know how to print that, I know how to convert those.
Simon, if you're listening, we love you very much.
Yeah, but it's fine if he knows, but if he's not here, it's a little help. Deep return from Ruud, cross-court on the forehand to the forehand of... Zverev. Ruud's having to race back in, and in comes Zverev to take advantage of a defensive high ball. Zverev in, quick as a flash to put away his volley again.
Canem says the Finger Lakes are in the middle of New York State, near places like Syracuse and Ithaca. They are glacial lakes that look like fingers. Well, it's a good name for them then. I went to college in Ithaca, and the Dinner Lakes are lovely and decent wine country. I think you mean Finger Lakes, and I think that's an autocorrect moment from Canem, but I could be wrong.
Who knows? So thank you. Zverev's serve is blocked back by Kasparov, who goes cross-court on his backhand side, deep to the backhand again of the Norwegian, and now he's having to scurry onto his forehand, another high ball. Zverev's going to let it bounce, he's going to smash it now, and he smashes it away for a winner back behind Ruud. It's a good hold to 15. So no breaks yet in the second set. The first rather dominated by Casper Ruud, who won it by 6-3. And Jack the Ripper says, listening at work from Fort Wayne, Indiana, loving the broadcast. I'm not sure I like the idea of Jack the Ripper listening at work. What sort of work are we actually talking about, Jack?
Can they also start to dim the mic?
Casper's Ruud just asking about, I think, the lights that are actually under the... Well, they're above our commentary box here, and on the other end of the court, they're actually just under the roof fixture. I think he's asking if they can be slightly dimmed, because they are popping out. And there's something about the conditions that he's uncomfortable about. And evidently, one might assume that's what he was talking about earlier when we had that little break, and Casper Ruud was just asking for something to be adjusted. So, Teresa, as we hear a little burst of Can You Feel It by Michael Jackson.
Well, I can't, Eleanor, but I'll move a little closer.
Really? Anyway, Teresa says, my husband is from the Finger Lakes in upstate New York. Very cold in winter. Ice fishing is very popular there. Lovely in summer. I went there once with him, but you wouldn't want to live there. Thank you for your honesty,
Merci.
Teresa, in a prairie village.
And good old Richard, who I reckon probably wins the award for the most tweets and emails over the couple of weeks so far, but they're all top quality. Come to that after this first point of the fourth game of the second set, which sees the flourishing forehand from Zverev. Then he loops it more to the forehand side of Ruud. It's forehand to forehand. Good angle from Sasha Zverev, and it's Ruud who eventually nets. Richard says, believe it or not, I actually used to work for the London Borough of Lewisham and used to catch the bus right by the Big Cat in Catford, by the shopping centre, and he confirms that you can't see it from the train, unfortunately. So I must be thinking, does Lewisham have a big shopping centre with something, an animal of some sort outside it?
Pass.
Yeah, we need to look into this critical issue. Now it's backhand to backhand down the line. Nice shot from Zverev, and then the forehand down the line, slice backhand from a defensive minded Ruud, and it drifts long, and just a sense that Ruud's under a spot of pressure here. Zverev upping the ante and has the Norwegian at love 30.
Well, we just, as we've been saying, Sasha Zverev is certainly playing better in the early part of this second set. Can he convert that into really positive momentum?
Could you Google the Lewisham Shopping Centre? If you get a moment. Sorry, lady, I know it's not written into your contract. You should do that sort of thing. A miss from Ruud. Forehand just drifts into the sidelines.
0-40.
And here, all of a sudden, is a massive opportunity for Sasha Zverev. Trailing in the match by a set. But now he has the Norwegian at 1-2, love 40. Some encouragement in French from Sasha. And then a missed first serve. Not a good serve. He didn't get up at all on that one. Never had the trajectory. Cannoned into the net. So Love 40 in a second serve. And Ruud is going to the backhand of Zverev, who nets. Oh, he took a big swing at that. Tried to go down the line. Kicks his foot. As he walks across his baseline, knows that was an opportunity. Yanni De Beers come back. Oh, yes, Wimbledon just around the corner. See you then. Favourite match of all time, Boris Becker against Kevin Curran, also from South Africa.
1985 final.
Remember it well. That's a really good serve. Right down the middle from Casper Ruud.
Con 40.
Zverev wasn't too far away from the ball, but it flew off the clay. He stuck out his racket. It went straight past him. So from Love 40, we're back to 30-40. And Ruud again into the net with his first serve. Immediately looks around, takes another ball from the ball boy to his right, winds himself up, serves once more to the backhand, cross court this time from Zverev, who's there again with the backhand, cross court to the slice backhand of Ruud. Zverev goes over his backhand, now plays the forehand cross court to the forehand side of Ruud. Shortish ball, Zverev should put this away. Oh my goodness me, Sasha Zverev has made an absolute mess of it. He tried in the end to play a forehand drop shot. I think it was a last minute decision and he got it totally wrong.
And he's still shaking his head, as well he might be. And he gave a little rueful look up to his dad in the player box after that one. Well, that was a...
Messi.
If it wasn't an unforced error, it was certainly an avoidable mistake and possibly a costly one.
Well, it could be very costly because from Love 40, Ruud is now feeling the strength and he's going to come in and serve and volley, and he does it to reasonable effect, though a sliced backhand from Zverev has kept the point going. He's onto his backhand again, and now Ruud, having been in control, has had to go all the way back to his baseline. Good defending from Zverev. Now the big forehand right onto the sideline from Ruud. I was waiting for a call of out. It didn't come. It must have been right on that line. Fascinating point that had both men in control at various intervals.
And the cry of Ruud there. Well, he cleaned the line, didn't he? If there was any clay on that line, it'll now be all over that tennis ball because it was pinpoint accurate.
From Love 40 to game point for 2-2. Ruud missing with the first serve. Zverev again staying exactly where he was for the first serve to receive the second. And Ruud's going to go to that backhand again. It's becoming a customary pattern. And then he goes down the line with an inside in forehand which clipped the top of the tape. The point continues. Good short angle on the forehand from Ruud, and Zverev goes long, and Ruud is held from Love 40.
And a little sign of sorry to Casper Ruud. There must have been a bit of a... From Casper Ruud to Sasha Zverev, there must have been a little bit of a mishit in the middle of that. He'll take it, though. Back to 2-2. And that's really the first time in the match, arguably, that we've seen Casper Ruud serve put under pressure.
Well, I think in an hour or two from now, we might just reflect on that very strange last minute drop shot from Sasha Zverev. He still had break point. He'd had three of them. How costly might that prove to be? Two games all. Zverev serving from the president's box end, and missing as he looks to go out wide to the Ruud forehand. Pete sent us a very lovely picture of not the Finger Lakes, he says, but the real Lake Michigan. He says the island you can see was owned by Henry Ford. An exclusive part of the world. Forehand cross court from Zverev, forehand cross court from Casper Ruud. Now he slices down the middle on his backhand. Zverev goes over on his backhand, a stretch on the defense, keeps the point going from Ruud's point of view. He's now going to have to watch again. He was going to have to suddenly change his position because Zverev was trying to hit down the line back behind him. But all the German actually did was net before launching into a little bit of a, I wouldn't call it a tirade, but you heard something in German from him then.
I'm trying to work out if it was German or Russian, actually. Mm-hmm. Obviously, his dad speaks Russian. he's of Russian heritage. Either way, he wasn't very happy.
No. Last 15. He's lost 6 points in a row. Zverev having got to love 40 on the Rude serve. Almost a collision between one very small ball boy and a slightly taller one. They were looking at the ball, which was bouncing in the air and about to run straight into each other.
All three of them converged at once.
Oh, there's a third one. I see the third one now in the corner. It's an attacking return of serve on the forehand from Rude. The backhand now will force Rude to go onto his slice backhand. In comes Zverev, and he tries to dink a really awkward backhand half volley over the net, but he was struggling as he slithered towards the ball.
I think Zverev still moving as he tried to hit that, just didn't get the footwork right. And suddenly, from having a breakpoint opportunity on the Casper Ruud serve, Zverev is in trouble all over again at love 30.
Yeah, he's now lost 7 points in a row.
His first serve percentage is at 57%, which is lower than he needs it to be.
What about the second serve? As we watch this latest first serve, which clips the top of the tape, lands in, it'll be another first serve.
We don't have the second serve percentage. We have the percentage of second serve points won, which is 50%.
Okay. Well, he needs small but significant improvements in just about all the main aspects of his game here at love 30. Forehand return from Rude. Oh, it bounced up a little bit awkwardly at Zverev, and that's allowed Rude to go on the offensive here. He's playing a big forehand, but he's always got carried away with that one as Casper.
Yeah, it's just not quite getting the balance right between defence and attack there, Casper Rude.
Test of your 80s pop knowledge, get the balance right. Who sung that? Get the balance right.
Yes, it's a... I'll think of it. I'm usually quite good on 80s pop because it's the same reason I can't remember where I put my handbag or where my keys are, because I have a head full of useless trivia. Some of it relating to tennis, but not all.
We'll come back to that in a moment. 15-30, forehand cross court from Zverev, and Luke Long on the forehand side from Rude. Relief for Zverev, having lost 7 points in a row. And find himself at love 30 in this fifth game. He's at least back to 30 all. Mikaela is asking, what does the plus one term mean? Well, the plus one is the first shot by the server after the serve has been returned. So, for example, here, Zverev waiting to serve. Once he's bounced enough balls, he goes to the backhand. Now a high ball. This will be the plus one. It's a drive volley on the backhand side. It's reached up. Goes another high defensive lob from Casper Ruud. And he gets that back as well. So not for the first time in this match. Some short high balls have not been put away by Zverev. Now the inside out forehand is just wide from Ruud. So Zverev gets away with it. Some terrific defending for the Norwegian. You could argue on one hand, but a lack of ruthlessness with those high balls that Zverev is not putting away with any degree of confidence.
No, he's just giving Casper Ruud another opportunity each time, and the Norwegian doesn't need asking twice.
So hopefully, Mikaela, that has put you right in terms of what the plus one shot means, the first shot by the server after his or her serve. That's an ace down the middle from Zverev. He won't need a plus one there. No chance of a return either from Casper Ruud. So both men recovering their service games well. Ruud from love 40 a couple of games ago. Zverev from love 30 just then. They sit down, Lady Eleanor of Preston, after an hour and 14 minutes, with Ruud at 2-3, having won the first set by 6-3. And Get the Balance Right was sung by...
Depeche Mode.
Ah, you're spot on. And here's another of Depeche Mode's hits.
So it's their later work, when they went a bit goth.
Yes.
Helen says, I'm enjoying the broadcast from Greenville, South Carolina. I'm watching hummingbirds on my porch. I've listened all week at work too. It's a lovely image, isn't it? Sitting on your porch, perhaps in the early evening sunshine, watching hummingbirds. This will get the crowd going, won't it?
Sasha Zverev, while we think of hummingbirds and listen to the band, has had a conversation that didn't appear to be an entirely friendly one with the umpire. I don't think it's anything of great significance.
Time.
He was certainly moaning about something. Richard's been back again, says Lewisham Shopping Centre is by the train station, and I believe you can still see it from the station. There is no cat there. Says at least you used to be able to. I haven't been there for 20 years.
It's all changed quite a lot, I can tell you. That is the news from Lewisham Shopping Centre for our global audience. Yes.
What's happened to it? What dramatic changes have they made?
Just lots of roadworks and new building.
No.
I mean, nothing, you know, nothing that radical. Astrid says, Zverev yelled at his dad in Russian, not German.
Okay. Thank you, Astrid.
She says hello to my friend in Rude's player box.
Oh, who's that?
Oh, she's Astrid's got friends in high places.
She has.
You know.
She has. And she's quite partial to spanking Roger as well.
Pardon? Where are you getting that from?
From Astrid herself.
Is that written down somewhere? Or are you just accusing poor Astrid?
She last year informed us about spanking Roger. Don't remember?
No, I have no recollection of this whatsoever. I'm keen to get some context, though.
It's a delicious alcoholic drink.
Okay.
It's a gin, if I'm not mistaken. A backhand from Zverev. He swings very mechanically with that double hand. He thought about coming forward. He goes back, has to deal with a half volley on his baseline on his forehand side, then takes the pace off the ball with his double hander. Same again, short angle to the backhand of Rude, who clips that one just over the net and then goes long.
Gretchen says hello from St. Joseph, Michigan. Walking around town and listening, giggling from time to time. Can you guess the body of water I'm looking at? Well, I'm going to guess it Lake Michigan. That's my best guess. Is it a lake? It's quite... I mean, it's...
Looks like the sea.
Yeah, but it's...
That's your best guess. You might want to... I have a worse one.
Have you ever heard of the Great Lakes?
Oh, sorry.
Clues in the name.
Oh, I missed the start of that. Sorry. I wasn't... For the first time in these whole 2 weeks, I wasn't quite listening to everything you said as Rude comes in and puts away a volley.
Prendre gang.
Good that you're filtering.
I really want to have the nerve to do one of those.
What, the trumpet noise?
If you get it wrong, it's sad, really.
Well, if nobody follows you down that particular road.
That used to happen to me at the football at a Spurs game. I'd occasionally think, can I start a chant? And me and maybe a friend would try and... Nah, no one's following us. Shut up.
It might be to do with how terrible your team is.
Possibly. It's definitely got something to do with it. Right, backhand to backhand. It's 2-3, Rude, and 30-15, and Zverev then moving on to his forehand side, trying to go down the line with the forehand. Gets it wrong, puts it wide. Hour and 18 minutes on the clock. It is definitely as overcast as it has been at any stage during the fortnight. And if you just lean to the right a little, there's still lots of fluffy clouds around, but there are clouds that I would say couldn't quite be described as fluffy heading in our general direction.
Yes, they're just slightly more ominous, aren't they? And they're also darker. So Bookworm did say there were some showers and they might hit us. Bookworm, if you're listening and you've got a little update for us on the weather, that would be wonderful. We always welcome your expertise.
Rude just tried to take advantage of Sasha Zverev's very deep return position to play a forehand drop shot, but he got it wrong. He put it into the net, so it's back to 40-30. And he's now serving to the backhand of the German. Low ball, short angle, cross court. Brilliant from Rude. Clip that backhand so precisely. Low, short angle. Zverev merely a spectator. It's another hold. 3 games apiece.
And another little cry of Rude goes around court, Philippe Chatrier. And they're getting louder, those cries.
Do you remember, the Arsenal player who never scored a goal, or maybe he finally did, was it John Jensen or Jensen? And I went to an Arsenal game once and I thought they were booing him every time he got the ball. And I realised after a while they were going, shoot!
Yes.
I think it was it John Jensen? Something like that. Anyway, if there are any Arsenal fans listening, well... I suppose we have to tolerate you, but could you put me right on that? Forehand to forehand now, cross court is wide from Zverev.
Black curly hair, moustache.
Yes.
Zverev.
Well, at the mighty Fulham, of course, the best football club in London, we have a defender called Tim Ream, and he gets cries of Ream.
He's become a very good player quite late in his career, hasn't he?
He has indeed, yeah. Got an elbow injury in the latter stages of the season, but he's been a stalwart for us.
Zverev, 3 games all. He's lost the first point of this service game, and he's got a second serve now at love 15 to the backhand of Casper. Very deep return from him. Now he's going cross-court on his forehand. The forehand of Zverev, good depth from the German, will now drive an inside-out backhand to the forehand, lofted cross-court by Ruud. He goes with a flatter forehand cross-court, a ballooned forehand down the middle of the court from Zverev, and then a big but inaccurate backhand.
Very loose from Sasha Zverev. And these are concerning moments. It's love 30. It's the 7th game. The game which lots of people in tennis will tell you is where breaks often happen. And he's actually played much better for those first 6 games of the second set. And all of that good work could be undone here.
Well, he recovered from love 30 a couple of games ago. He needs to do it again. Forehand return from Ruud onto the forehand. Shortish forehand from Zverev, who now plays a backhand. Oh, just onto the baseline. Ruud had to jump up a little bit. Zverev thought about coming forward to capitalise, but he's gone backwards. The backhand to the forehand side of Zverev, who tries to keep it on the Ruud backhand as much as he can, then drives a backhand long and raises both arms up in the air, looking at his box. What shall I do, Dad?
0-40.
Love 40.
I think it was almost a case of, what did I do there, Dad? And he just put his hand up to his face as well, almost a face palm. And Zverev just not playing anything like the level that we've seen from him so far in this tournament. He's just not bought the A game out yet. He is playing better, but he's not playing anywhere near his best.
Deep return from Casper Ruud onto the forehand, now driving it across court to the Zverev forehand, slice back into play now on the backhand side from Ruud, who is then going to pass Zverev. Zverev had come in. Ruud saw that. He drove a forehand down the line. He breaks to love. And having taken the first set by 6-3, it's advantage Ruud in the second, 4-3 up with an hour and, 23 minutes on the clock? Annoyingly, they've moved that little box which indicates what time it is.
Yeah, an hour and 23. It serves as a doorway. So the clock also serves as a doorway for the grounds team.
How dare they open that door when I need to look at it at the end of a important game? Can we have a word, Stefan, with the doorkeeper down that far end?
Yeah, so he won't see him again. He's gone.
No,
he's gone.
Good. Well, we can't tolerate that
taking
sort of an
error. Taking his accreditation. I mean, I'm sure he'll find a way to feed the family and earn a living. It'll be fine. Do keep your tweets and emails coming. You can email us, FrenchHopeandRadio@fft.fr, and you can tweet us at @radio_RG. As we get a little mariachi band giving me an accompaniment as I read those email and Twitter addresses out.
I like it. And I like Magnus letting us know that John, he's put in brackets, Fax Jensen, actually scored in the European Championship finals against Germany in 92 when Denmark famously won. But did he ever score for Arsenal?
Meanwhile, Tony says, your mention of Lewisham Shopping Centre reminded me that I was there earlier but got distracted by the tennis and forgot to unpack when I got home. The ice cream hasn't survived.
Ah. I thought he was going to say, I forgot to pay. I thought that was going to be his excuse if the doorbell rang.
Bookworm, as Casper Ruud just misses his first serve, says, the main body of showers has slowed down some. The northern edge has only just reached Evry. It looks like some small showers are trying to form north of that, but it's very hard to say if they'll succeed. In other words, I think we'll be fine.
I think so. Although, of course, we could still be in for a long evening. It is a break, but only one break in this second set. Zverev's coming in behind an inside-out forehand. He digs out a little half-volley. Ruud gets there, but it's cut off. Ruud trying to go up the line. Zverev read that, stuck out his racket, and played a really good short-angled volley to win the point.
And again, when he does that, he does tend to win the point. We've seen that over and over again. When he cuts out the opportunity for Ruud to pass, when he covers the net, when he's aggressive and attacking, that's where we see Sasha Zverev at his best. He just needs to do more of that. First thing on the to-do list is break back here.
Lens for service.
4-3, love 15. Hello to Jez in Sydney. Having to get the balance right with all so many sporting things going on at the moment. Driving her crazy. Come back to that. Long first serve from Ruud. Got coverage of the test match between Australia and India. There's the Champions League final fast approaching. All in the middle of the night here in Oz. What's a girl to do? Am I crazy? She answers it herself. Yes, I am. Yeah, but crazy and in love with sport. That's the way to be. Forehand now from Zverev. Cross court to the forehand of Ruud. The backhand this time into Ruud's backhand corner. Backhand driven by Zverev, but just wide.
And again, talking Ganser to the box. And I think that might have been German that time. He's still very cross. He's very unhappy. He keeps shaking his head to Zverev. Not comfortable out there. He's played well in patches, but there are also long passages of play where it's been littered with errors.
15-0. First serve clips the tape again. Surprise guest at the back of the box.
Oh, I didn't hear the fanfare.
No, I think she's...
Did you tidy up?
I think
the Empress
just,
is here.
She sneaked in to make sure we're behaving and still working. Backhand reply from Sasha Zverev, who's now going to go cross-court on his forehand to that fizzing forehand of Casper Ruud, who's coming in now. High ball goes up. Ruud will let it bounce, and he's going to hammer it away. That's the way to do it. Puts Zverev on the racks, waiting for a high defensive lob. That's prompted more muttering in either German or Russian or any other language that Zverev decides to use.
It's good to alternate your terrains.
Yes.
Switching between multiple languages. And handily, neither of which the umpire can often understand, which means that if you're using any naughty words, it's quite difficult to be called out on it.
It's a clever thing to do. Although, of course, we don't condone swearing in any language on Radio Roland Garros. Now, backhand to backhand.
At least not while we're on air.
Well, certainly not while we're on air. Up the line on the backhand side from Zverev. This is a beautiful rally. Both players hitting the ball superbly, but there's a shorter ball now for Zverev. Oh, that's good. Just waited, saw that Ruud was moving to his left and whipped his forehand into the open court.
Well, Ruud was just about staying in that rally throughout, but only just about. In the end, Zverev created the opportunity and took it.
Just to let you know that at the end of this set, whenever it comes, we will hear from Carlos Alcaraz after his four-set defeat against Novak Djokovic, which was marred by body cramping that effectively rendered the young Spaniard helpless on court. It's 30-all, and Zverev's going cross-court on his backhand to the double-hander of the Norwegian. Hooked forehand then is wide from Zverev. Just when you think he's starting to find a bit of rhythm, something goes slightly wrong.
Well, he has his supporters in here, as you can hear, and he needs to draw on that. He needs to find a little bit of inspiration from somewhere.
Hello to Peggy, who's enjoyed the commentary since the beginning of the tournament. Look forward to listening to you all every year, and I'll be listening at Wimbledon too. Thank you, Peggy, who's listening in New Jersey.
That was one of your better accents.
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's always a surprise.
Return into the net from Zverev. Hold of serve from Casper Ruud. And Zverev now has got a serve to stay in the second set. New Jersey. I love New Jersey. A cup of coffee in New Jersey. Probably going a bit over the top now, aren't I?
Yeah, just a little bit. Yes. Natalie says, I'm listening in the car en route from Melbourne to the Pyrenees. That's a good old drive.
Blimey.
She says, we're very funny, keep it up. I think you're probably delirious after doing that drive. But thank you very much. It's very kind of you.
Melbourne to the Pyrenees?
I'm assuming...
By car?
I'm assuming that at some point an aeroplane or a boat was involved.
3-5. Backhand return with no pace on it whatsoever from Ruud. And now another high ball from Ruud. And the overhead this time is successfully executed by Zverev. That's his best one.
Again, there are patches, aren't there? There are little flashes of what we know Alexander Zverev is capable of. But what there isn't is a consistent period of excellence. And that's what he needs to get himself back into this match. Because he's staring down the barrel of being two sets down.
He certainly is. He's got to hold on here and then try and put pressure on that Ruud serve. That's a good first serve, but on the forehand, it's stretched back into play. High ball now, and in comes Zverev with a... That's good.
Better.
Dry volley on the forehand side. That's two accomplished points from the German.
30 seconds. Starting to build the string of points.
Old Red Sox always causing trouble in Perth, in Australia, says, isn't it appropriate for Radio Roland Garros, and also hilarious, that a lady from Minnesota knows more about the weather in Paris than most of the Parisians currently living there?
Well, I don't know that we have asked all the Parisians, really. We haven't done, you know, come out of the booth, gone round and chatted to everyone at Court Philip Chatrier and asked them what they think the weather's going to do.
Ace from Zverev. Third of the contest. Yes, but also the advantage for the lady from Minnesota is that she's got a fantastic computerised system that does bring her the weather in great detail.
Well, and she's like an expert in weather, as opposed to the pair of us who are looking up and trying to describe clouds.
Yeah, well, that one's dark, but the others are fluffy, and the dark one's nowhere near us, really. So, Zverev looking to complete a really good service game with a big serve down the middle, but he just missed. 40 love. Some more vigorous bouncing of the ball. And up goes the throw. And the service to the backhand. And the forehand whipped across court. Yep.
Zverev. Good job from Sasha Zverev there. It was the minimum that was required to hold serve. Force Casper Ruud to serve for this second set.
That bloke's opened the gate again, Eleanor. I thought he'd gone. I mean, I know the line judges are swapping over at this stage, but could they not find a better way of doing that without hiding the clock at the far end?
Well, I can see it says an hour and 33 minutes. Yeah. Are you sure it's not your eyesight?
Well, he hasn't opened it quite as the angle was worse two or three games ago.
Okay, I mean, it might not be a he.
Sorry. Well, as you say, whoever it is, they're out of town. Accreditation removed. Daring to interfere with the coverage here on Radio Roland Garros.
One phone call from the Empress.
Yep.
And she makes people disappear.
I see, Brian, in Tampa. I was going to ask you to give a sequence using an American accent. However, after hearing Marcus, I gracefully withdraw my request.
Well, Brian, we're all with you. Time. And we all appreciate that. Jetmex, or Stevie, I think it is, says, listening to the smashing coverage here in Peachtree City, Georgia. Y'all are the best way to follow the tourney. Did you like my accent there? It's very good at that American accent.
That's good. Mm. Oh, well, Catherine's listening for the first time from Norway on a drive home. Nice to listen to the radio when you can't see it live, especially with such entertaining hosts. Definitely rooting for Ruud. My Norwegian's not very good, but thank you, Catherine.
S'il vous plaît. Leisure sans prêt. Merci.
She was talking to you there.
And Gigi says I was sounding more Swedish than Norwegian. I'll take that as a compliment.
Do you think it was as close geographically as that?
Ruud with his plus one has taken the first point of this 10th game. He is serving for a two sets to love lead. Is he bound for the final again? Looking good at the moment. There's a very good stat as well about players going two sets up, which I must dig out in a moment, from Max. Forehand, lofted return is wide.
30 seconds.
Did you see that stat from Max about somebody going two sets up? It hasn't... Basically, coming back from two sets down in a semi-final in Roland Garros has not happened for a long time. Oh, there it is. Got it. Wow, it is a long time. Miss first serve from Casper Ruud, who shows a nice bit of footwork there with the ball, just flicking it away. 5-4-30 love. Backhand reply from Zverev up the middle of the court. Inside out forehand from Rude, who's going to slice on his backhand, low to the backhand side of Zverev, then up the line from Rude, running forehand straight at Zverev, and he was perfectly positioned to drive his backhand into the open court. The running forehand obviously had taken Rude a long way out of position. Misjudgment there from the Norwegian.
Yes, and the crowd just starting to root for Zverev, I think, really, in so much as they want to see more tennis, they want to see a long match, and you do often see that they will ebb and flow depending on who's winning, because they're actually here invested in seeing an epic in this semi-final. It hasn't proved to be that so far, but if Zverev can fight his way back into it, we could have quite a match on our hands.
Well, this one's a forehand to forehand up the line now from Zverev. High ball, which he has to deal with on his backhand side. He's there again with that double-handed backhand. Sliced across on the forehand side from Rude. Forehand cross-court from Zverev. He's onto the backhand again, driving to the backhand corner of the Norwegian. Shorter ball, and Zverev nearly falls over and gets himself into a real tangle and puts his backhand into the net just for a horrible moment. I thought he was going to go clattering, and we're going to have memories of last year against Rafael Nadal. Not as painful as that, but he's still got pain because he's facing set points.
Yes, he just got sort of crunched up on the backhand side, didn't he? Got the footwork wrong and therefore got the timing of the shot wrong. And the bad news for Sasha Zverev, Messi, is he's looking now at two set points for Casper Ruud for a two-set lead.
And Ruud serves to the forehand. How many times have we had a let? And this, get rid of that rule. It will save time, Lady E. I mean, that must be the 20th time in this match.
You take your chances. I agree. I think it's something I'd like to see in tennis. I'd like to see it piloted more, and then we can assess how fair it is. But I agree.
Well, that one's okay. The return's on the forehand, driven down the line on the forehand side from Casper Ruud. That wasn't coming back. The big question now, can Sasha Zverev come back from two sets down?
A little dance from Casper Ruud there, just dancing on his toes like a boxer. He's very, very pleased with himself, as well he might be. This has been a strong performance from the Norwegian. And Sasha Zverev just taking himself off court. He's not taken a bag with him, so I think it just looks like a bathroom break. Obviously, he's got a security guard and a member of the officiating team with him, and while he does that, we'll have a listen to Carlos Alcaraz, who unfortunately was hit by cramps earlier in his semi-final against Novak Djokovic.
Carlitos, bad luck. Can you tell us what happened at the beginning of the third set?
Well, it has been really tough for me, honestly. I disappointed myself, honestly, you know, ending the match like this, coming to this match with a great feeling, you know, feeling great physically, and cramping at the end of the second set, the beginning of the third set. It was really disappointing, but you know, this kind of things happen, and I have to deal with that.
Carlos, do you know why it happened? Do you think it was the tension maybe of playing such a big match, or was it, I don't know, did you not get your food and drink right, or did you have any idea why it happened then?
Yeah, the tension. The tension of the match. You know, I started the match really, really nervous. The tension of you know, the first set, the second set, it was really intense. Two sets as well, you know, really good rallies, tough rallies, you know, drop shots, sprints, rallies. You know, it has a combination of a lot of things, but you know, the main thing, it was the tension that I had all the two first sets.
Do you think that is something you can learn from? Was it more tense this match than any other one you've played?
Well, you have to learn from this kind of matches, you know, this kind of experience, you know. I would say I, you know, take a lesson from that match, you know. I will try to not happen again, you know, in these matches. I have to take lesson from that experience, and you know, this something that I have to deal, and of course I will have more experience in the next match.
Did you think about retiring, or when you continued, did you think you had a single chance at some point? Why did you continue in this state?
Well, I would have felt sorry about myself if I would retire. You know, I'm in a semi-final of a Grand Slam. If I retired from that, it would have been really tough for me. And of course, in the third set, no. But thinking about the fourth set, I thought that probably I have 1% chance, you know, to come back. And it was really tough. But you know, in the fourth set, I had break points in the first game. But you know, after that, I just continue playing. You know, in my mind, in the fourth set, it was not the retirement.
Is that the most stressed and tense you have ever felt on a tennis court?
Probably has been really tough for me today. I've never felt something like I did today. So you know, I've never felt the tension that I did in that match.
Live on radio. Roland Garros.
Carlos Alcaraz, who played some brilliant tennis in the second set in particular against Novak Djokovic, explaining what happened to him physically. Well, it's all part of the learning curve. It means that Novak Djokovic is through to another Roland Garros final. He's a win away from going back to number one in the world and claiming a 23rd slam title, a third here on the clay in Paris. We're just into the third set of this second semi-final, and at the moment it's very much advantage to Casper Ruud. He leads Sascha Zverev by two sets to love, 6-3, 6-4. And he's got two break points on the Zverev serve right at the start of the third. Jonathan says keep calm, and Casper on. He's looking good at the moment. And that's a good serve. It's blocked back into play. Oh, what are you doing, Alexander Zverev? What are you doing? He comes in and plays the most extraordinary volley that I didn't see quite where it landed, but if it was in the crowd, I wouldn't have been surprised.
I think you're being rather kind to call it a volley. It was something of a short circuit of the brain there, and I think the disappointment of losing that second set still seems to be gripping Alexander Zverev, because that was a disconsolate shot, and it was a shot of a man who doesn't believe right now that he's going to find a way back. Now, that may change, but there's a stat which Max has sent in, which Marcus mentioned earlier, which won't fill him with much hope. Max says you have to go back to 1958 to find the last time a Roland Garros semi-finalist won from two sets down.
1958.
And that was Luis Ayala against Ashley Cooper. The last player to win a slam semi-final from two sets down anywhere was Zverev against Pablo Carreño Busta at the 2020 US Open. And then, ironically, Zverev then lost a two-set lead in the final against Dominic Thiem.
Mm. Yeah, food for thought with those stats. Ruud has lost the first point of his first service game in this third set. It's love 15. He's playing a clubbed forehand. To the forehand side is Zverev. Cross-court from Ruud. Back across court with the help of the net cord from Zverev, who now sweeps a backhand. He could be passed, but he isn't. It was a good approach shot, and Ruud, under pressure, couldn't control his attempted pass. Worth pointing out that Zverev has a record of 1 win and 12 defeats against top 10 opposition in Grand Slam events. His lone win came here in the quarterfinals last year against Carlos Alcaraz, and he was seeded at 6. Since then, he's lost 7 in a row overall against top 10 players. He's feeling his way back, of course.
I was going to say, that means that's in his defence. Those are matches he's played while on the comeback trail in presumably the early part of this year, because obviously he didn't play after Roland Garros last year.
15:30, so maybe he can just get a foothold if he can get the break back after that extraordinary end to that opening service game, I really do not know what he was trying to do as he came in behind that serve.
Oh. And just a rogue ball, which the ball boy is just retrieving from the back of the court.
Forehand return is deep from Zverev. He's gone to his backhand now. Cross court to the backhand of the Norwegian. Shorter angle from him. Big driven backhand from Zverev. Shorter ball now to attack on the forehand. Inside out forehand. He's come in. Has he been passed? He has been passed by Casper Ruud, who again had the smallest of margins to find and must have painted that Quantum line, Lady E.
And it's not the first time he's done that, is it? And again, the cry of Ruud. Now, Alexander Zverev just walked back along that line quite deliberately, I think just having a look for a mark. And he hasn't shown any desire to query that call.
Merci.
And Ruud back to 30 all on his serve here, kind of trying to consolidate that break of serve.
Backhand return is down the middle of the court from Zverev. Another driven forehand to the forehand side of Ruud, who will now play a backhand cross court with lots of loft. Driven again by Zverev, who's coming in. He's got to play an awkward little half volley. He's going to get past here, and he is.
And another disconsolate stomp to the back of the court from Sasha Zverev. The shoulders are drooping now. Does he believe he can get back into this?
Doesn't look like it. Really doesn't. I think he's a little muddled in his thinking. Shot selection has been questionable, and against such a consistent performer as Casper Ruud, that is not good. Backhand reply. Ruud making room for himself on his forehand, now going cross court deep to the forehand side of Zverev, who hooks his back. Now he'll play a backhand with short angle, and it drifts wide. And Ruud has held on. He's consolidated the break at the start of the third set.
Ruudman de Jezero.
Two sets up, two love up. Heading, you would think, towards another Roland Garros final, where, of course, if it does manifest itself, he'll start as a heavy underdog, I suspect, against Novak Djokovic, which won't necessarily be bad news for him. Underestimate him at your peril, of course.
Yes, it'll be a familiar feeling, because last year he was playing a man who'd won 13 Roland Garros titles, so in some ways he might feel he's got a better chance against Djokovic.
Oh, Eleanor, if you're a Sasha Zverev fan, I'm sorry.
Watch through fingers.
He has just, again, put Ruud under pressure. Two high lobs, the first of which he patted back. The second one, he managed to miss the court with. I mean, his overheads tonight have been so poor.
Well, and they seem to be on a downward trajectory as well, and not in a good way for an overhead.
He's got another one. He's put that one away. It was a good serve. Ruud was stretching on the forehand, got a high ball back into play. Well, you wondered what was going to happen. To be fair to Zverev then, he got through the ball perfectly.
And he may just have run out of steam. You know, we've talked a lot about the fact that he's on a journey back from a very, very difficult injury, and one that blew out the second half of his 2022 season. And, you know, perhaps mentally and physically, he's just hit the wall perhaps a little bit earlier than he might normally hit the wall, because, you know, it takes a long, long time to get back to full, consistent match fitness. This is the most number of matches, I think I'm right in saying, that he's won all year. And he's in the semi-finals, and there's the emotional energy of that. And he just looks like he hasn't got what's required in the tank.
Another lengthy rally here. Drop shot from Ruud. Drop shot it back by Zverev. Up goes the high ball over Zverev's head. Can he put this back in play? Well, it's going to land long. So the answer's no.
The good news for Zverev, if he doesn't come through this match, is that he's successfully defended the ranking points from last year. And the rest of the year, any wins he gets, it's all gravy. He's almost playing with the house's money, if you like, for the rest of the year, because he's just going to add ranking points. So that will, to a degree, I think, take the pressure off him. I'm not sure it'll lift his spirits much tonight unless he turns this match around.
Love 2, 15, 30. Deep forehand return from Ruud, and then a forcing forehand, and then, oh, well, Ruud had just ghosted forward, had an awkward little half volley on his backhand side. I thought he was going to clear.